The fall primaries are in August, and a lot can change in 5 months. That's the moral of the story from the latest Marquette Law School poll. It was conducted from February 22nd to the 27th, measuring opinions of registered voters. The state has two big races for governor and U.S. Senate. But pollsters found that most primary candidates are not yet well known. The poll also asked voters about issues that may be on their minds this fall. WUWM's Mayon Silver has the story.
While the candidates are campaigning heavily, Wisconsinites are not yet glued to the important races this fall. That's according to Dr. Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll.
Among folks who are most engaged in politics, yes, a lot of us follow these things obsessively and all the time. But a lot of voters really don't tune in until later in the year.
Franklin says name recognition is driving support for the candidates seeking to take on Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
But name recognition can change over the course of the campaign as campaigns advertise and spend money, send direct mail, and as the election approaches and voters tune in.
Franklin says the goal of the poll is not to forecast what the August primaries will look like. It's to capture the broad picture of public opinion in Wisconsin. He says candidates shouldn't be too worried that voters seem pretty unaware right now.
And we saw this in 2018 when we had a really crowded Democratic gubernatorial field, that even in July, lots of people were still not familiar with some of the candidates or even most of the candidates.
According to the poll, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish is the best-known GOP primary candidate for governor. Although half of voters can't say if they have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of her. Among Democrats who want to run for the U.S. Senate seat, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is the best-known, followed by Bucks exec Alex Lazry, although both are unfamiliar to more than 60% of registered voters. Franklin says how voters feel about issues is also taking shape.
Not surprisingly, inflation tops the list. Fully 68% say they're very concerned about inflation. That was 64% in October and just 49% back in August of 2021. So a substantial increase in inflation concerns.
Franklin says Republicans say they're very concerned about inflation, while Democrats are concerned, but not nearly as much. Partisan preferences have also shaped views of the coronavirus pandemic. But Franklin reports that the dramatic fall in cases in the state over the last few weeks has changed perceptions across party lines. Just 27% of voters say they're very concerned about COVID in Wisconsin.
So this is the potential for the coronavirus to become a less important political issue if this trend continues, and presumably if the virus really does settle down to a much lower rate of infection and hospitalization and death.
Franklin says the poll showed seismic moves in support for the legalization of marijuana, including among Republicans.
In March of 2014, just 29% of Republicans supported legalization. 66% were opposed. But in this poll, 51% of Republicans support legalization, 42% are opposed. So that's quite a shift within the Republican Party, which has, you know, in the past been pretty firmly opposed to moving legislation on this issue.
Overall, the poll showed 61% of voters support the legalization of marijuana, while 31% are opposed. The Marquette poll will continue to monitor public opinion with roughly monthly polls throughout this midterm election year. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.